Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Environmental law professor at Southern Methodist University, James Coleman, wrote an op-ed for the Las Vegas Review-Journal published last week that specifically examined former Vice President Joe Biden's climate change proposal, which Coleman says would dramatically harm the economy and the environment. According to Coleman, Biden's plan would completely shut down drilling on public lands, including the 85% of Nevada owned by the federal government. Joining us now to discuss Biden's dangerous climate plan is Professor James Coleman. Professor, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thanks. It's great to talk with you.
So, you know, the different climate plans that folks have been putting out, it just seems like they're going from one extreme to the other. In the article, you write that the economic consequences of the shutdown, in particular in Biden's plan, this 85% of lands that would be shut down, would be enormous. In 2018, the United States produced over 2 million barrels of oil a day from public land. That's over $50 billion in oil, over $400 per American household every year. Is Joe Biden even aware of the consequences of his plan, or does he just not care?
I find it hard to believe that this is one that they really thought through. At the same time, it's there in black and white on their website. So it's hard to understand because, you know, President Obama, one of the things he frequently brags about the wealth that oil and gas boom, which is the biggest oil and gas boom the world has ever seen, and it's still ongoing today, he bragged about the wealth that provided to American consumers, to American investors, American workers. And so it's really surprising to see Vice President Biden suggest that he's going to, you know, get rid of those benefits by completely cutting off production on public lands, which includes major areas of oil production, such as the Gulf of Mexico or the Permian Basin in New Mexico.
Well, and, you know, this, I don't know if you had a chance to watch the 7-hour CNN climate crisis snooze fest. It was painful, by the way, if you did watch any of it. But
I caught a little bit. Yeah. I caught a little bit.
It was a great way to, you know, keep your help to battle insomnia, trust me. But Biden called for eliminating all fossil fuels and closing all coal power plants, killing millions of American.
Our climate plan calls for net zero emissions by the year 2050. There's a lot of policymakers out there who say, look, it's got to be done faster. They're talking 10, 12 years. Your climate change plan talks about spending $1.7 trillion. There's other candidates out there who are talking about spending $16 trillion. Is your plan aggressive enough? I guess that's the question people
ask. I think it is aggressive enough, and it's gotten good reviews from most of the environmental community. It's been rated very highly, and I think that that it is aggressive enough.
You know, it seems that he's just, I mean, I could be wrong, that maybe he's just pandering to the progressive base of his party. Or do you think Crazy Uncle Joe actually has moved so far left that he now embraces this stuff? Because, I mean, the United States has got somewhat energy independent, and they now want to go the other way and become dependent on, because face it, we're not going to get rid of fossil fuels. We're too dependent on that. So what's the alternative? It just seems like there's no basis in reality in these plans like his, that would cost millions of jobs.
Right. I mean, it is puzzling. You know, it's interesting because in that clip, you notice that Anderson Cooper said, well, that some of the other programs are even more ambitious than Vice President Biden's. But he was focusing on the spending numbers. And those are things that you would have to get approval from Congress for. So we might think that, well, they might promise this, but it's not actually going to happen.
Right.
What's particularly dangerous about Vice President Biden's suggestion is that he says he's going to do this all by executive order on the first day. And so I have my doubts about whether he really understands what that means or if he signed on to it without his staff explaining to him how that would work. But the difficulty is he'll be held to that promise, right? If he is elected, it's easy for him to say, well, Congress wouldn't pass what I asked for. But it's hard for him to say, do anything if he's already promised that on his first day he's going to issue this executive order. And the interesting thing about that is that executive order would likely be unlawful because there are statutes that say if you have an existing lease, you still get to drill on it. And in fact, that the public lands are to be managed to ensure that prosperity from the public lands, including revenue from oil and gas. Now, but the problem is that if the government says we're not issuing permits, it's really hard for a company to get that permit, even if what the government is doing is illegal, because you'd have to go to court, you'd have to sue and force the government to issue that permit. And usually what the government is going to say is, well, I was busy that day. I had other things to do. I mean, think about, you know, trying to, if you had to sue the DMV to get your license replaced, right? It'd probably be a slow, painful, and difficult process. So it really, this is something that he really could do to a large extent by executive order. And so I'm concerned that even if he doesn't mean it, he'll be held to it if he's elected.
Well, absolutely. The left will hold his feet to the fire. This is such a key issue for them. But, and you're right. I mean, his plan promises with this day of unprecedented executive action, to quote him, you would think, though, that he was vice president for 8 years. You would think he would know what you can and cannot do with executive action. What kind of actions is he talking about? Is it this kind of stuff? I mean, banning all drilling? I mean, I just don't. First off, you brought it up. Is it legal? And second off, what kind of stuff is he really talking about doing on day one?
Well, so this, to me, is by far the biggest one. You know, he says he'll rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. You know, that is not really a big deal one way or another, because the Paris Climate Agreement doesn't require you to cut any greenhouse gas emissions. But this specific one is a huge deal. And let me explain. It does really three things. So the first thing it says is we're not going to lease new land for oil and gas. We're not going to open up new land, whether it's on the coast or new areas of the Gulf of Mexico or off of Alaska, et cetera. Now, that is, you know, a big problem in locking up a big resource, but that's, you know, sort of similar to something that President Obama did with coal. So it's a big deal. It's probably illegal, but it is, but at least it's, you know, nobody's already leasing these and working on these properties. You know, by far the biggest deal is it also says we're going to ban permits for oil and gas development on public land. Well, even if you already have a piece of land where you're developing oil and gas, every time you drill a new well, you need a permit for that well. So what he's saying is that he's going to ban any new drilling, even on land that's already leased. And that is incredibly radical and would lead to a quick ramp down of our oil and gas production on public lands. And I think possibly the worst part of it is when he says he's going to ban all oil and gas permitting on public lands and waters, that in theory would apply to pipelines, certainly international pipelines, and we're sending more natural gas to consumers that need it in Mexico. We're importing oil that we need from Canada. But it would also potentially apply to even domestic pipelines that typically are left to the states to regulate. So Texas is having a massive build-out as it goes through this world's in history's biggest oil and gas boom of pipelines to get that product to market. But this would say, well, if they cross any streams or rivers that are federal water, and almost any stream or river qualifies, you can't do that. And again, I find it very unlikely that Vice President Biden thought through this, but the concerning part about it is that if he's held to the terms of that promise, it could really mean a nationwide shutdown on pipeline. That could shut down, you know, that could completely stop oil and gas, new oil and gas development in its tracks.
Well, and, you know, set aside the jobs and the folks that would be out of work, talk about the, you know, what it could do to the price of gasoline, and that people haven't been paying $5 a gallon for a while, but I could see it rapidly go back to that and put us back in a situation where we're now dependent on OPEC and foreign oil again. And this was all something that the U.S. was, I mean, we were grateful to not be dependent on foreign oil. Even Obama was saying, and I remember Clinton railed against the dependent on Saudi oil. And here we go with Democrats pushing policies to put us right back dependent on foreign oil again.
Yeah, well, not only dependent on foreign oil, but really missing an opportunity. We are projected to be the number one exporter of clean-burning natural gas in the world in the next 5 years, and this would completely remove that possibility. And it would mean not only does the rest of the world not to get to benefit and have the environmental and economic benefits of our clean-burning natural gas, but we lose that economic benefit. And if you shut down pipelines, I mean, we're already seeing the results of that in some places on the East Coast. So, for instance, in New York City, the utility company has said, we won't hook up your house for natural gas. So if you want to turn from a dirtier fuel source like heating oil, more expensive, leads to pollution, a bigger hassle, you want to switch to natural gas, they say, sorry, we can't take any more customers because New York won't let us approve natural gas pipelines.
Yes.
So this is, that thing that's currently a problem just for residents around New York City could be an issue for people around the country.
Well, Professor, thank you for joining us, and thanks for drawing attention to this. You know, elections have consequences, and this is yet another reason why Republicans must get engaged in the 2020 election, because Joe Biden is, quote unquote, the most moderate of the field. If it's, heaven forbid, it turns out to be Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, I mean, then we're just, you might as well just cash it in, because then it goes even further left. So, Professor, I appreciate you joining us and drawing our attention to this. It's a fascinating story. I think you're right. I'm not sure Joe Biden actually researched this, but then again, I'm not sure Joe Biden knows what state he's in half the time. So.
Well, good to talk with you.
We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.